couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Gadi Placido, and these Celtics come out with another massive win, 123-107 over the Utah Jazz, improving to 51-14 on the season. Gonna follow today's podcast, same as usual, run through play of the game, run through some of the highs, some of the lows, but to get things started here, gotta give player of the game to Derek White. This dude was on a mission today. 24 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal, 3 blocks, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc. Derek White was truly sensational in this one. Started off early from a scoring perspective, had 15 points at half, and honestly, just continued to move the ball really well, but defensively, the guy was just unstoppable. Blocked Collins at the rim, stripped Collins again under the rim later in the game. The guy was just doing everything. And the offense was so fluid through him. And I'll give a lot of credit here to Luke Kornet. I'll talk about him later in this game as well. But he must have had 5 screen assists in this game on top of his 6 assists. But a lot of those, Derek White just going around picking rolls with Luke Kornet over and over again, just leading to easy buckets. Derek White just ran this game. So very, very good game from him. But honestly, this is a game, truly, like everybody that stepped on the court and played meaningful minutes played really well. So Derek White, I think, led the way. Honestly, the next best guy, in my opinion, Luke Kornet. Like, really, really good Luke game today again. Like, he has been playing really, really good basketball the last couple weeks here. But 12 points for him, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. 6 assists for Luke Kornet. Great passing overall. But again, it's the screen assists. He sets excellent screens and then rolls. He's the benefactor of a couple alley-oops because of the pick and rolls, but he's also just setting such wide screens that guys are getting around him for easy buckets. So these are the things that don't really show up in the stat sheet, but the eye test will show you. Like, he is doing a lot of really good things that are helping this Celtics team continue to roll. So really great game from Luke Kornet. Outside of that, I mean, I think the next best guy, probably Jrue Holiday. You've got a really, really strong defensive game. On top of that, he was the one that was just getting racking up assists early in this game. End of the night, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists with a steal and a block, adding to the stock exchange numbers there. But he had 6 assists after the first quarter. Now, this wasn't a high-volume shooting game for Jrue Holiday. Ended the night with 12 shots, though. A lot of those came late. Like, he had 8 points in that fourth quarter. Some big shots. A 3 from White to go up 20 early in the fourth. But I guess some really great baskets down the stretch in this game. Huge steal and finish late in the third to go up 98-91. And that's when the Jazz were kind of making their run. Utah outscored the Celtics 34-26 in that third quarter. So for Jrue Holiday to get that steal, get a nice transition bucket on the other end is huge to end out that third, right? So Jrue Holiday continuing to make some big plays down the stretch. I thought Jason Tatum played pretty good in this game. Obviously, the counting stats are absolutely insane for him. Ended the night with 38 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block. Those are all great. Shot over 50% from the field. Shot 40% from 3. 8 of 8 from the free throw line. Stat-wise, everything looks phenomenal from Jason Tatum. I don't know what it is. I didn't really think he played a phenomenal game. The numbers are there. And some people can call me a hater, and that's fine. I feel like this is one of those games you blinked and he just had a million points. Because frankly, I thought he settled for a lot of shots, a lot of threes. I didn't think the shot selection was great. But we'll talk about that later. But honestly, the numbers are there. Maybe I'm just overinterpreting something, but the numbers are definitely there for him. Sam Hauser, another solid game. After coming out, hitting six threes last game, came in today, 4 of 11 from beyond the arc. But honestly, defended really well too. Had a steal, had two blocks. This was a game as a team, 5 steals, 8 blocks. Love to see that. Sam Hauser, a steal and 2 blocks of his own. Really good overall night from him. So that kind of wraps up the starters. Honestly, every single starter in double digits happened for the millionth time this season. But you'll love to see it. But honestly, it doesn't stop there. Xavier Tillman, again, this is a game no Al Horford, no Kristaps Porzingis. Xavier Tillman was relied upon for 27 minutes, along with 28 minutes for Kornet. And both of them, outstanding basketball. Xavier Tillman, 7 points, 8 rebounds, an assist and a steal. Stretched it beyond the arc, 1 for 1 from beyond the arc. Xavier Tillman is an unbelievable rebounder. Had a couple of just massive rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds for Tillman. And I've talked about it in the past. I love his ability to pass the ball. Only had 1 assist in this game, but the guy just continues to make the right plays, and the hustle is there. Like everything that I've praised O'Shea Brissett for this season, Xavier Tillman's doing, but in the big man role. You know, O'Shea Brissett, he's not going out. He's not forcing up a ton of shots, but he is going out. He's hustling his ass off. He's going to defend, and he's going to rebound. Xavier Tillman's doing that, except now Xavier Tillman also has the ability to stretch the floor a little bit. But honestly, even tonight, we saw Xavier Tillman put the ball on the floor. There were a couple of drives in this one. One, shot clock getting down really low. Throws an up fake, drives in, gets a nice little bucket. So Xavier Tillman showing something here. Great to see. Great to see. Peyton Pritchard struggled percentage-wise. Only 2 of 9 from 2 of 9 from 3. End of the night, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. With a plus 14, tied for second best on the team. A lot of people right around that plus 14 mark. This is another game for the Celtics. I think the shot was definitely there. They shot 40% from the field in this game. The assists were there, kind of disappeared late in this game. But at halftime, they had 18 assists on 26 field goals made, right? That percentage, excellent. They ended the night with just 25, so only 7 assists in the entire second half. But a big problem, like a big drop-off, was that, you know, third quarter. They had 5. Actually, and then again, 4 in the fourth. So not a great game not a great second half moving the ball. But you saw a lot of pick and roll stuff. You saw a lot of buckets coming from Derek White, from Drew Holiday, from offensive rebounds from these guys. So they might not have had the assist numbers, but the ball movement was still there. Right, the ball and player movement was still there. This wasn't a game that they relied heavily on ISO ball. So overall, this is a really solid game. Really solid effort. 1 through 8. All 5 starters, the 3 bench guys that got consistent minutes, all played really well in this game. It wasn't perfect, but it's pretty damn close to it. So I do want to talk about some of the negatives. Before we do so, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets?
All right, so want to dive into some of the negatives here. And again, I think this section is going to be short. But there were a couple of different runs in this game that the Celtics let the Jazz go on. In the second quarter, 15-2 run to get within four. Right after the Celtics were up by as many as, I believe, 17 in that first half. So let the Jazz go on a big run. Get that lead down. Six turnovers in the second quarter is one of the reasons that the Celtics were just kind of hanging around in limbo for a little bit. This was a game the Celtics should have blown this Jazz team out. Fortunately for the Celtics, they did clamp down on the defensive end, only held them to 24 points. Right, so the six turnovers certainly hurts, and it's the reason that the offense went from 44 points in the first to just 28 in the second. But defensively, there was no drop-off. And it's the reason that the Celtics continue to just keep playing at such a high level, because the offense may waver, right, but the defense isn't. So they're continuing to just play quality basketball on that side of the ball. So overall, love to see it. Again, I kind of talked about Jason Tatum here. I wasn't a huge fan of the shot selection from him. But honestly, it's hard to argue with the stats. Eye test-wise, didn't think it was a great game. But it's really, really hard to argue with 38 points. I will say this. Out of all the starters, his plus-minus wasn't quite there. It wasn't great. He was a plus eight. Jrue Holiday was actually the lowest with a plus seven. Everyone else, double digits. And honestly, so was Tillman, so was Pritchard, right? So maybe the numbers kind of match up there. The Celtics weren't playing great when he was out there. But honestly, again, hard to argue with 38 points. Another thing with the whole Jason Tatum saga here, Celtics went on a 20-0 run in that fourth quarter to go up big, right? This was a close game. The Jazz got this down to, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 points in that fourth quarter. Well, actually, I guess coming into the end of the third. And the Celtics went on a 20-0 run going up huge. Jason Tatum checks in around the midway mark. They give up a three. Tatum turns the ball over and then gets blocked on back-to-back possessions, doesn't get back, allows two free throws, and right there, that's a 5-0 run when he checks back in. So, again, I'm not attributing all of that to Jason Tatum. However, it all happened on his watch, and honestly, part of it happened because of the way he was playing on the offensive side. Again, trying to force a couple bad shots, and it led to a turnover and a blocked shot. And it led to an easy transition out for the Jazz. But honestly, it's really hard to nitpick some poor elements of the game today. Because frankly, they played really well. This was another 16-point victory where you had great performances from your starting lineup per usual, but also from guys that you aren't really expecting much from on most nights. Right? It's the Peyton Pritchards, the Luke Kornets, the Xavier Tillmans, right? Those guys aren't in a 20-minute per night role. Sam Hauser certainly is. Peyton Pritchard, a little bit less than that, right? Xavier Tillman, certainly nowhere near 20. Luke Kornet, still probably not at 27, right? But when you're down three guys, three of your top six, you need to rely a little bit more on those deeper bench guys. And that's exactly what Joe did tonight. And they stepped up and they played really, really good basketball. So overall, it's a great win. A great, great win. The Celtics, like I said, improved to 51-14 on the season. And now hold a 9-game lead over Milwaukee, 10-game lead over Cleveland. Continue to just roll teams. And you love to see it. You love to see it. I think they said that they were 24-1 against teams that were below 500, which is just an absurd stat. Absurd stat. So overall, we're moving on. West Coast road trip is officially done. Celtics are coming back home Thursday night against the Suns. Another good, tough matchup against Kevin Durant, but finally get back to Boston. They get to sleep in their own beds. They get to have a nice home-cooked meal. All is going to be right. All right, give the guys some chance to kind of rest a little bit. And honestly, it's good because we got Porzingis, Horford, and JB a little bit of rest as well. So great game. Looking forward to Thursday. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?